Philip Saint-Pierre, these are intuitive, as it is. 10-16-2025, dictation is for Judith Glatfelter. Glatfelter spells G-L-A-D-F-E-L-T-E-R. Judith spells J-U-D-I-T-H. Date of birth is 07-09-1959. This is a 66-year-old young lady here to establish care for opioid use, abuse disorder, or use, period. She indicated that she was on the Suboxone program, which she started approximately 2 years ago after she was treated for pain secondary to colon cancer, period. She says she's been followed by one provider, but has to change now because... because her current provider is leaving for another country, open parentheses, Dubai, close parentheses. Next paragraph, past medical history, colon cancer, next line, hypertension, next line, diabetes, next line, coronary artery disease, next line, surgical history, and cancer removed from her intestine, next line, knee replacement, next line, shoulder repair, next paragraph, medication, Suboxone. Stated that she cannot recall the name of her other medication, period. Next paragraph, allergies, none. Next paragraph, review of systems. All systems were reviewed and were negative, period, except for those mentioned above, period. Next paragraph, physical exam, she's alert-oriented and no acute distress. Vital signs are as follows. O2 sat is 96% of room air. Blood pressure is 131 over 76, pulse 78, respiration 18, temperature 97.9, period. Next paragraph, HENT normal. Next paragraph, neck, full range of motion or rigidity, no meningeal signs, period. Next paragraph, respiratory, good inspiratory and expiratory effort, no use of accessory muscles, no respiratory distress, no paradoxical motion, period. Next paragraph, cardiac, regular rate correction, no peripheral edema, period. Next paragraph, skin, no abrasions, lacerations, matched with papules, no vesicles or bullae, period. Next paragraph, assessment and plan. Assessment number one is poly substance use slash abuse. Assessment number two is substance dependence. Number three is opioid use disorder. Next paragraph, today a urine drug screen was done in the clinic. Urine drug screen was positive for Suboxone, morphine, oxycodone, and marijuana. In discussion with patients, she indicated that she has been off of her Suboxone and she self-medicate with these substances, period. She indicated that she gets the marijuana from gummies, which helps her relax, period. Next paragraph, PMP was reviewed. Data from PMP Rare reveal high uses of Suboxone. It appears that she's taken four times a day. The providers the prescriber is consistent. The single prescriber, pharmacy consistent, and it appears that the patient has been getting these medications on a monthly basis and not from multiple sources, period. Next paragraph, patient had a lengthy discussion about what we have found in our system, and she will be given a trial period of 4 months to, during which time she was advised that these substances must be out of her system and she will only be on Suboxone. She says she understands. Patient was offered labs. She insisted that she... Next week. She said that she just had labs from her primary care provider and will send us a copy of her labs. Today we did ultrasounds of her organ systems. There was some abnormality in her gallbladder. It doesn't appear to be significant that requires urgent attention. I will monitor it, and if she complains on her next subsequent visit, I will refer her to a general surgeon, period. The patient was sent home with the following medication: Suboxone 8/2 mg SL film. She will take one film SL TID for 30 days, number 990. And she was consulted on the protocol of this program. She was reminded that all appointments must be kept on time and should be canceled mutually and not arbitrarily by any one individual, period. She strongly advised that she must stay away from all those substances which were evident in her system. She says she understands and will comply. End of dictation.